Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up with Taryn Sarcone podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Sarcone, and I am so happy that you are here with me today. I have a message on my heart for you. If you are a woman who is unfulfilled, you're burnt out, you're stressed out, you're irritated, you're triggered, you're anxious, you're depressed, you're hopeless, you're wondering, what is my life about? What is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I here? I want you to know you're not alone and you're also not crazy. So welcome to the show. You're going to love it. So chances are, if you're listening to this, you have already received my Valley Guide packet. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about and you stumbled on this episode, then I want you to go to www.taryncarcone.com/the valley. Click on the very first link, the Valley Guide, and download yours today. Now, this walks you through the first four steps that you need to start doing immediately to start walking out of the pits of hell, walking out of burnout, out of isolation, out of hopelessness, out of the addiction, the people pleasing, the boundaries, feeling crazy, feeling alone, feeling depressed, anxious. All of these things that you're feeling are a result of being in the valley. Now, the best news ever is you're not alone and you're not crazy. More people can relate to the valley than they can relate to the top of a peak. So I want you to keep that in mind, because Satan's number one trick is to get you to feel like you're all alone and you're hopeless and no one's coming. Now, that is not true. And someone is coming for you. They've been trying to get your attention, but you've been standing in your own way. You've been letting fear hold you back. You have been overthinking, overanalyzing, and you're just frozen in doubt and fear and confusion. The devil has a really good grip on us when it comes to confusion. So I want you to know that if you feel confused about your calling, your purpose, what is this life about? That's not from God, but that feeling you feel like really, really, really deep down somewhere so small in the pit of your soul somewhere, you feel this calling of, I'm made to do more. But your mind doesn't think that that's true, because you don't think very highly of yourself. And so you have this battle. You probably wouldn't even admit it out loud, or you might not have even admitted it to yourself until now, until you heard me talk about this. But you have this feeling in you, this can't be all that life has. You just have this feeling somewhere that says, you're made to do something more. And that is God calling you. He has been calling you. He's been placing little signs and, like little clues along the way of your life that he's there. It just, you stumbling on this podcast right now or finding the Valley Guide is a breadcrumb. This is something that God is giving you because he is calling you. I've prayed specifically that God would connect this podcast episode to his daughters who need it the most. So I don't want this to be a long episode. I'm going to jump right in. You have gotten three pages with this Valley Guide. The first one is the actual Valley Guide that shows you the four steps up the mountain. The second one is your identity and inheritance that the Bible says you are, your true identity in Christ, and it's on a page that you can print out easily. And then the other one is my list of personal prayers that I say to God, because if you're a new believer or you're a beginner and you're like, I don't know how to do this whole faith walk thing, I don't know how to do this whole God thing, then you just need to start talking to God like he's your father and he wants to know what's on your heart and he wants you to come to him. That's what he wants, okay? He wants you to come to him. So your prayers are going to be, it's going to be really easy for you to see what I pray and then say it. And then you're going to slowly evolve these into your own. So I just want to be very clear. This isn't a religious thing or, something that's like you you know, if you don't do it this way, like a legalistic thing, like you're going to hell, or, you know, it's not the, my prayers themselves aren't anything spectacular. It's just an example to show you, like, this is what I pray for. So those are the three pages that you got with this guide. Now, print those out if you're able to. If you're not able to, find someone who can print them out for you, because printing these out make all the difference. Okay. So if you have the Valley Guide in front of you, that shows you walking up the mountain with the first four steps. Number one is surrender. You're going to go into a room by yourself for 15 minutes. I want you to set a timer on your phone, get down on your knees, lay flat on the floor if you want to, lay in a bed, do something that makes you feel comfortable and not fall asleep. That's key. And I want you to pray to God something like, Lord, I surrender. I'm done. I can't do this anymore in my own strength. I can't control my life. I can't be the boss. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm broken. I'm helpless. Please, God, please rescue me. I believe that you sent your son on earth to die on a cross for my sins and to connect me to you. Lord, help me. You know, something along those lines. And I have an example prayer written down on this guide for you if you want to read this. Number two, you need to learn his word. So you're going to go to my favorite website, openbible.info, and click on the tab at the top that says topical Bible. And you're going to type in hopelessness in the search box. And I want you to write down 5 to 10 scriptures that jump out to you, that just latch onto your soul and you feel them so deeply. I want you to write these down on a blank piece of paper, computer paper, whatever you have, but put it on one sheet because you're also going to be hanging these up too. So now you'll have 4 pages. You'll have the Valley Guide, your identity and inheritance, your prayers, and you'll have this page that you do. Now, I already have this page for myself typed up, but the point of this is that you are looking in the word. And if you find a scripture that you love on the website, if you have a Bible, pull it up and look at it in the Bible, highlight it in your Bible, and then write it down, because this is going to do something when you're writing it down. It does something different than just, oh, here's a print off. I really want you to be, you know, getting into it yourself. The third step is reading your true identity through your inheritance page and prayers out loud daily. So this is important because the devil can't read your mind. And so by you saying this out loud, you're not only letting the devil and all of his demons know that you are a child of God and you are protected and you are raised up and you are starting to do something. You want him to know, like, back off, watch out. You're not going to keep messing with me because I'm making changes. And up until this point, I have tried to make all the changes myself, but now I am going to rely on God to carry me out of the valley and things are going to be different. So we need to let the devil know, nope, sorry, man, no more. I know who my daddy is now. I'm getting right. God has a hold of me. I know that my identity is in Christ. I know that this feeling of created for something more is real. You need to read these out loud. Another reason why you need to read them out loud is because you're now reading it in your mind, saying it out loud, and then you're hearing it yourself. So it's affecting you 3 times more than it would if you just read it silently in your mind. Now, the goal is to read this at least once a day, but don't worry about perfection here. That's why you need to put it up on a wall or a mirror, not a fridge, because, you know, you might get distracted if you have other things on your fridge. Put it by itself up on the wall so that you see it. And when you see it, stop for a second and read it out loud. You will be blown away at how good you start to feel literally tomorrow. If you do these things right now, if you stop listening, when you're done with listening to this, if you started with 15 minutes of alone time in your room, surrendering and pouring your heart out to God and just telling him you're sorry and you love him and please forgive me and help me. And, you know, you do that. And then you write down 5 to 10 scriptures, which will take you 5 to 10 minutes. You read your prayers and your identity sheet out loud. That takes another 5 minutes. You could literally have a brand new life in 30 minutes. and this is guaranteed. You know, it's not, this isn't like, oh, well, good luck. I hope this works. Fingers crossed. This is guaranteed to work. This is the Bible. This is the living word of God. God says that if you are broken and you are abandoned and you are sad and you are there, cry out that he is there. He will rescue the weary soul. He will heal you. He hears those who cry out to him and he redeems them. And you're going to realize and know all of these scriptures when you start to look up the word hopelessness on that website and start writing them down. You're going to be blown away. Now, the last step, step four, is to get help and support. So I wrote a book called The Valley, and it's split into two parts. The first part of the book talks about descending down into the valley, what steps we made that actually brought us down a level in life, where did things go wrong, what did we do personally to make them go wrong, but what was done to us and what were we born into that actually is the reason why we are the way that we are. If you have an addiction you're hiding, there's a reason why you have this underlying addiction, and it probably goes back a few generations. So everything is not your fault. And the book really will help you to feel like I am not crazy and I am not alone. This is insane. This girl is speaking my language, has literally given me so much hope and so much inspiration. I launched the book at the beginning of September, and my messages blow up all day long with people telling me that they feel so inspired. They feel like they're ready to change their life. And this isn't because me, Taryn, is so great. It's because I am following Christ and I am being obedient to the message that he has given me. And I didn't used to be. So he wants to use you in the same way that he's used me. He will take every single bad, broken part of your life and he will turn it for the good of God. And you, what you went through and your experiences in life weren't for nothing. They weren't for nothing. And God will use every single thing for the glory, for his good. So the second part of the book talks about ascending out of the valley. What are the steps you need to take to get out of the valley? How can you let go of control and allow God to lift you up? How can you apply what the Bible says to your life, to watch your life transform, to have a life of abundance, of joy, of fulfillment? It doesn't matter where you've come from or what bad thing has happened to you. It does matter, but it doesn't matter in a sense of, oh, well, this happened to me, so now I can't go do this. You can get out of it. You can experience the life. And that's why Jesus came. He didn't come just for us to have this bummer, crappy life. He came and sacrificed his son, Jesus, on a cross for our sins so that we would have an abundant life. We would have a fulfilled life, a joyful life. You know, that's what this is all about. You deserve to have an abundant, joyful, fulfilled life where you're bursting at the seams with joy, where you start crying randomly throughout your day because you're so grateful and you're so, so happy, and nothing materialistic is the cause of your happiness. No, it's not because you just won the lottery that you feel so great, or it's not because you finally got asked out on that date by that guy, or, you know, you finally got proposed to, or you got a promotion at work, or, you know, it's not anything tangible. It's because of God. Nothing satisfies like Jesus. And my book talks about all of the things that we think will satisfy us that won't, and how we ended up at the pit in the first place. Because at the end of part one, the very last chapter is called Rock Bottom. And we talk about how did we get here? You know, what actually happened? And that's very important. A lot of these books that I've read, whether they're secular and non-Christian books or they are a Christian viewpoint, I haven't read a lot of books that talk about the down spiral, the walk down to rock bottom. And a lot of people start at rock bottom. Okay, now you're at rock bottom, let's get out. And that's great. And part two of my book is really beneficial, helping you ascend out of the valley. You would definitely learn a lot. But if you don't know why you ended up at rock bottom in the first place, then how do you know that you won't end up back there? And that's really the point and the passion and the reasoning behind my book is because, one, you can't get yourself out. So all these self-help books, I'm sorry, they're not going to help you. They will give you some things that do help and, you know, help you organize your life and help you focus on gratitudes. And there is some really good material in these books, but one, God has to pull you out. You have to let him pull you out, number one. And number two, you have to know what happened where you went so that you don't step, because so many people get out of the valley. Like, you know, I have friends that are battling with addiction and they go 3 weeks with no alcohol and then they're drunk for 20 days straight. And then they go a couple more weeks and then they're drunk again. They've been to rehab over and over and over again. It's like, why do we get to the peak feeling like, yes, I finally did it. I finally overcame the addiction. I'm out of rehab. I'm feeling amazing. And then eventually one day, all of a sudden you're drinking again. And it wasn't like you went from the valley and you made one step and you went through a trap door all the way down into a pit again. You slowly walked down the valley. The people you were with, the people you surrounded yourself with, the thoughts you entertained, the voices you listened to in your head of Satan or yourself or the world's, it's really not that slippery of a slope when you understand it. And God has given me this gift of analyzing, which is also a curse. A lot of times when we receive this gift, we're also cursed by the gift. You know, you're an empath and you relate so much to people and it's such a gift, but also it's such a curse because it's so hard to regulate your own energy and feelings when you're an empath. So God has given me this gift to overthink and analyze all my situations. And looking back, I am so grateful that I went through addiction and I'm so grateful that I went through infidelity and I'm so grateful that I went through, oh my gosh, all my worthlessness and my hopelessness and suicidal thoughts and depression and mental illness. And I am so glad that I walked through every job that I went through. And I am so grateful for every single experience for sexual sin. I am so grateful for all of the things that I have walked through because it helped me to analyze them. And now it's able to help me speak this message to the world. I truly want to pull as many women out of the valley as possible by just connecting their hands to God. And I don't care if I have to go down into the darkest pits of hell in the fire and find you, but I will, and I will pull you out, and I will not stop until we're all out. We need you. You were created for something amazing, something so much greater than this. If you have children, you can be the change of the generations to come. You are who your ancestors have been waiting for. You are. You're chosen. You're anointed. It's true. I know you don't believe me yet, but after you read The Valley, you will. The book not only is a guide with me as your personal guide, I've walked the walk. I will show you where you need to watch out and not step. And I will tell you all of my tips and tricks about hiking up to the peak. And I will be here every single step of the way with you. But also there are a ton of free resources and ways that you can connect in this community of other women that are hiking out of the valley. And there truly is something so beautiful and so amazing in community that you cannot get anywhere else other than in the group of people that are going through what you're going through. Thank you for being here until the end with me today. I am so thrilled to announce that my brand new book, The Valley, is finally out and available on Amazon. This book is split into two parts. The first part will walk you through all the steps it took to get to rock bottom to avoid making the same mistakes. Part two walks you all the way out of the valley into freedom, into fulfillment, into abundance, and into joy. So get it now. Love you.